Anti-Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So are there natural therapies for acne? My guest is Ross Pelton. He's a registered pharmacist and certified clinical nutritionist, and I know he believes there are. Ross, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Hey, it's nice to be with you and your listeners.
Oh, thank you so much. And I know there's so much that we could talk about. You've written about, what, a gazillion books? Is that about right?
I've written 10 books. My most recent one is titled The Pill Problem, which teaches women how to prevent the side effects from birth control pills. There's 100 million women using birth control pills currently.
Yeah, so that's so that you have a nice book there, and that's at thepillproblem.com. What I want to talk about with you, though, is some of the natural approaches that people can use for helping with their acne. You know, Dr. Lauren Cordain, he's the professor at Colorado State University. He did a really nice study. I think it was published in the Archives of Dermatology. And he simply found an interesting correlation between high acne rates in adolescents and young adults in westernized countries versus very low rates in non-westernized countries. What do you think? Why is that happening? Why is there a difference with acne between the West and non-West?
I have a great deal of respect for Dr. Cordain. I had him as a guest on my radio show a couple of years ago. And I interviewed him about his book called The Dietary Cure for Acne. And Dr. Cordain has learned that one of the primary causes of acne is an imbalance of hormones. And the primary hormone that's out of balance is insulin. And the way insulin gets out of balance is with sugar and white flour and white bread and white pasta and all of the refined carbohydrates. So that's one aspect of it. The second aspect that Dr. Cordain has discovered is that milk and dairy products cause a huge insulin surge.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one now, isn't it? The milk connection, huh?
And so Dr. Cordain gets people off the processed carbohydrates and off sugar products and eliminate milk and dairy. I had a personal experience with this with a client of mine. A young college boy came to me for advice, and his face looked like he'd been beaten up with an ice pick. I mean, it was the oozing pustules on his face, all over his face, were just horrible. And I explained this program to him, and he went for it. He totally changed his diet and got health-oriented and started shopping at our local organic health food grocery store. And in 4 months, he made about an 80% improvement in his horrible, horrible case of facial acne. And one of the most amazing things to observe was the change in his personality when he realized that this was something that he had under his control. His self-esteem just transformed. And he's turned into a healthy eating, healthy young college boy now without ugly facial acne. So that's an awesome story.
What is it? Because most kids in this country, I mean, how many glasses of milk do they have a day? Cereal, et cetera.
Sure.
So this is a hard sell, right? I mean, you know, Got Milk was the advertisement for years. I mean, it's all over the place. So maybe we need to spend just a minute explaining what's going on in the milk. What is in the milk? What's the connection between the dairy and the acne?
I have never seen that explained. I don't know if anybody knows the mechanism of action of why milk and dairy products cause a significant insulin surge. I have not seen any study that addressed that or explained it. But it seems to be a fact, and getting people off milk and dairy has been a cornerstone of Dr. Cordain's recommendations in his dietary cure for acne.
Go ahead, Ross.
Well, I was going to say another thing that I strongly recommend when I'm trying to counsel people about acne problems, it's very important to be on a good quality omega-3 fish oil for their anti-inflammatory activity. So healthy diet along with the omega-3 fish oils is really a critical part of the healthy program to cure or reverse acne and or prevent
it. When you look at your program, so and by the way, just as a little side note, you know, taking adolescents off milk, it goes even beyond just the acne. I've noticed asthma symptoms can improve. A lot of the food sensitivities improve. I mean, there's a lot of allergens definitely in the pasteurized milk that we're feeding our children. I want to ask, so we know that milk and dairy play a role. We know that with your program, are you going to switch kids to a more high protein, low carb, or is it really just a better carb approach?
It's better carbs. I recommend moderation in carbs. I don't recommend a high carb diet, but the primary thing is to get people off processed carbohydrates and only consuming complex carbohydrates. That's a major change to make for most people, and it'll make a major improvement in their general overall health condition.
You know, I saw some stats once that showed that acne and cavities, teeth cavities, really were unheard of before the onset of refined sugars into our diet. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So we see this. We see the white refined stuff right all over the place now, and we have a lot of the sensitivities. We have a lot of the insulin issues, as you mentioned, and of course the acne. You know, you mentioned the role of reducing inflammation. Is fish oil enough? And how many fish oils do you recommend for children, or is there some other supplements you like to use there?
Well, I think that omega-3 fish oils are one of the most critical nutritional deficiencies in our culture. And fish oil products have a wide variability in terms of how well they're produced. I think a lot of the cheaper brands are things that I would never consider taking because the fish oils themselves are very unstable. So you have to have a very good manufacturing process and extraction process. And the oceans are toxic and the fish are toxic, so you have to be able to get all those toxins out of the fish when you're extracting the oil. And a company called Nordic Naturals has repeatedly been shown with independent third-party testing to have the lowest level or non-detectable levels of toxins tested. So I routinely recommend Nordic Naturals fish oil products. And they have some wonderful fish oil products, flavored ones for kids. So you can get a lemon or a raspberry flavored little gel cap that kids seem to love. So you can get your kids on omega-3 right. fish oils also.
You know what? If I could, one of the things about fish oils, there's an outside group called IFOS, the International Fish Oil Standards, who will rank fish oil products. They'll give them a star, 1 star the worst, 5 star the best. Nordic Naturals is up there. Life Extension produces a really nice, that's the sponsor.
Life Extension is also one that I routinely recommend. The Life Extension, I'm always impressed by their commitment to integrity of the quality of their products.
So when you go out and buy fish oils, take a look. Does it have an IFOS ranking? You can actually go to IFOS.com and look that kind of information up. So we know that there's a dietary link between the development of acne, and it sounds like you've had success, Ross, with just changing that diet, better carbs, reducing the inflammation. So we don't need to be putting the kids on these antibiotics and stuff, the retina A's that have side effects. Is that your experience, that you can do this all naturally?
Absolutely. It drives me crazy when these kids are on antibiotics on a daily basis for years on end for their acne. That sets up a number of problems, increasing the likelihood of developing antibiotic-resistant bacteria, as well as totally upsetting the digestive tract and the intestinal tract, because the good bacteria are critical for not only regulating digestion and absorption of nutrients, but a wide variety of things related to your immune system. So taking antibiotics on a regular basis and killing off your good bacteria, it really compromises your immune system.
So Ross Pelton has a nice website that I really like a lot, thenaturalpharmacist.com. But also, if you're interested in his latest book, .net, naturalpharmacist.net. But he also has a book, The Pill Problem, and you can go to thepillproblem.com to check that out. Ross, thank you for coming on Healthy Talk. There are natural ways to handle acne, so check out naturalpharmacist.net. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.